The Prime Minister of Haiti says the number of people killed in yesterday's powerful earthquake could be well over 100,000. The 7-magnitude quake was the largest to hit the impoverished nation in 200 years. Homes, hospitals and schools were reduced to rubble. As the international aid effort mobilises, the federal government is trying to locate a small number of Australians believed to be in the vicinity. The Department of Foreign Affairs says 10 Australians in the affected zone are safe, but it won't say how many others are still missing. The United Nations mission to Haiti was also badly hit. The head of the peacekeeping effort is still missing, and soldiers from several countries are among the casualties.
Many of our UN colleagues on the ground, including my special representative in Haiti, Mr. Anabi, and his deputy, Mr. Da Costa, are as yet unaccounted for. The UN headquarters at the Christopher Hotel collapsed in the quake. Many people are still trapped inside.
And there's been a modest rebound on Wall Street, with financial stocks leading the gains. I'll be back with more news later. Bye for now.